Hey folks, welcome to my podcast, Critical Lit. Today I'm going to be giving you guys a book talk about a subject that's important not only to me, but to many of today's teens. I'm going to be talking about queer literature and YA. I'm going to talk to you about three different books that I've read, a graphic novel, a fantasy, and even a sports title that all include LGBTQIA+ characters. So the three titles I'm going to be book talking today are A Quick and Easy Guide to They-Them Pronouns by Archie Bongiovanni and Tristan Jimerson, Running with Lions by Julian Winters, and Of Fire and Stars by Audrey Colthurst. Okay, so the first book I'm going to be talking about is A Quick and Easy Guide to They-Them Pronouns by Archie Bongiovanni and Tristan Jimerson. So this is about a 60-page graphic novel with two friends, Archie, a genderqueer illustrator, and Tristan, a cisgender restaurant owner, who met during their time in the restaurant industry. So together, the two friends talk about what pronouns are, why you should use them, and also how to use them correctly. Then they cover topics like what to do when you make a mistake and misgender someone, how to be an ally to those who use gender-neutral pronouns, and how to come out to those you love. And the duo also explain a little bit more heavy topics like how to apologize to someone without making the conversation about yourself, and how to respond to someone who refuses to use your pronouns. So this book would be perfect for teens or adults who use gender-neutral pronouns, who are trying to teach others about them, those who want to use gender-neutral pronouns themselves, or really anyone who wants to learn more about how to use gender-neutral pronouns at home, at work, or at school. It's a great book. Again, A Quick and Easy Guide to They-Them Pronouns by Archie Bongiovanni and Tristan Jimerson. Okay, so the second book I'm going to be talking about is Running with Lions by Julian Winters. This is a book about a team of soccer players from Bloomington High School, including Sebastian Hughes, who's not only the Bloomington Lions goalie, but also the captain of the team. He's excited about his senior year with best friends William Mason, who don't care as much about him coming out as bisexual as they do about his footwork on the field. So during the summer soccer camp and open tryout, Sebastian comes face to face with childhood best friend turned frenemy, Amir Shah. He and Amir shared their first kiss as middle schoolers before Amir was whisked away to England by his family, leaving a broken-hearted Sebastian alone and friendless. That is, until he meets Willie and Mason, who convince him to join the soccer team with them. Sebastian and his teammates are sure that Amir hates him, and that it's going to put a strain on the team's relationship as they train to defeat their rivals, the Spartans. Over the course of summer camp, Amir and Sebastian learn to become friends again, and maybe something more, and the team learns that the one person they distrusted might be the one person they need. I would recommend this book for any queer teens who enjoy sports or teens who are looking to read romance, maybe a slow burn or a book about first loves. Again, the title is Running with Lions by Julian Winters. Okay, so the third and final book, Of Fire and Stars by Audrey Colthurst, tells the story of Prince Dinalea of Havemont, who has been betrothed to Prince Thandi of Minaria since childhood and looks forward to the alliance their marriage will bring between their kingdoms. But Dina has a secret she must keep from her betrothed. She has an affinity for fire, a gift that could end her life as a queen of a kingdom where magic is forbidden. While she's learning to ride horses with her soon-to-be sister-in-law, Princess Amarinthine, aka Mare, Dina struggles to control her growing magic and her growing feelings for Mare. But Mare has concerns of her own. Someone has tried to assassinate her father, the king, and in doing so, has left behind a single clue to their origins. An arrow with a strange feather. Together, she and Dina must work together to uncover the secrets hidden within the walls of their kingdom and fight for their growing feelings. Will they be able to keep Dina's magic and their new romance a secret, or will everything go up in flames? So this book would be great for bridging the gap between queer lit and fantasy for any teens who enjoy both genres. Also a great first read to introduce teens to queer lit. And again, the name of this book is Of Fire and Stars by Audrey Colthurst. So this is only a taste of the ever-expanding collection of queer lit available to YA readers. If you liked these recommendations, please check them out at your local library or purchase them from any major retailer. So again, those titles were A Quick and Easy Guide to They, Them Pronouns by Archie Bongiovanni and Tristan Jimerson, Running with Lions by Julian Winters, and Of Fire and Stars by Audrey Colthurst. Thank you again for listening to Critical Lit, and we'll see you next week.